What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Cheryl in Michigan is dealing with a leaky basement. Tell us what's going on.
I live in a home that was built in the 70s, and the hole that brings the well water into the house, it used to leak a little bit for many years, and then I pulled out what I thought was greasy stuff, and I guess must have been like the beeswax that you would use on a toilet seal.
Okay.
And had the well people out, and they said, no, no, use this foam. So they put that foam expander in, which didn't help at all. So now, like, when it rains, it really pours into the basement.
Yeah. All right, well, this is an easy problem to fix. First of all, wherever the pipe comes through the wall, I mean, that just becomes the point of least resistance. And that's why when you broke the seal around the well pipe when it happened to come in, you know, water is just continuing to find that space. But the overall issue is that you have a lot of water in the ground right outside that. And if you can address reducing that water, then that will solve this problem. So the way you do that, Cheryl, is by looking at the grading. That's the angle of the soil around the foundation at that area. And then secondly, the gutters, making sure they're clean, they're free-flowing, and they discharge water away from the house. Because as you said, when it rains, it leaks. So if we can manage the water outside and, you know, perhaps seal around that pipe a little bit better, I wouldn't necessarily use an expandable foam insulation. I'd probably use something like silicone caulk or urethane sealant. That would solve it.
Because the expandable foam really doesn't stop water infiltration,
no, it
right? It's more like air leaks.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but she said, no, this will take care of it.
Well, it looks effective. It's not. And you know what else you want to do, Cheryl, is, you know, make sure you don't have any, you know, gardens or, you know, flower beds that are right up against the foundation that maybe have stone walls that sort of keep that water sitting right in there. You know, you and when Tom said with the grading, you want to make sure it slopes away from the house. You know, those are really simple steps that can be hugely impactful if one of those is the problem.
You can't be like the little Dutch boy that put his finger in the dike, okay?
Right.
That's what you're doing by sealing that up. You got to stop the water.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Cheryl, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.